Thank you, Christine. Now, going on from there, we have Calderdale Parks and Green Spaces. With its rolling hills and wonderful woodland, it's no wonder that Calderdale has some beautiful parks within its borders. Whether you want to take a stroll around some of the borough's most recognisable landmarks or spend the weekend doing activities with your family, our local green spaces have got it all covered. As the frosty weather is well and truly upon us, these are some of the best parks and open spaces in Calderdale to enjoy a weekend winter walk. We have a large photograph that shows Manor Heath Park in Halifax. By the way, all these photographs that I'm looking at are all in the summer. Shipton Estate in Halifax is one of Calderdale's many heritage sites. It was home to the Lister family for 300 years. Manor Heath Park in Halifax has a woodland which contains over 30 species of wildflowers and bulbs. And in 1857, created by Sir Joseph Paxton, People's Park in Halifax was donated to the people by the MP Sir Francis Crossley. Clay House Park in West Vale has been a feature of the area since the 13th century. Ogden Water Country Park is 34 acres that has the peaceful sounds of the water and gentle noise of chirping of birds and other animals from the woodland area. Centerville Park in Todmorden is a great place to spend a day, as it boasts a variety of facilities and activities to suit a wide range of park users, including five-a-side football, a skate park and a cycleway. Calder Holmes Park sits in the heart of Hebden Bridge, and with the canal towpath nearby, it's the perfect place to watch the world go by.